March 3rd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "As surely as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, there will be suffering in the world. This earthly existence, which is a temporary proving ground, is not heaven. Woe to the one who purposely brings suffering into another's life, however. He would be better off never having been born. Whatever brings lack of peace into hearts is not of me. I am love and peace, joy and forgiveness. If you choose to hold a grudge against another, you choose to separate yourself from me. Even the public sinner who causes much pain to others must be forgiven. Pray for one another. Pray for the conversion of all, even the most wicked of hearts. Such a prayer is the beginning of forgiveness. I forgive every repentant sinner, no matter how grievous his trespasses. Remember, I look only at hearts. A heart which is sinful one moment, in the next, may be a sign of conversion in the world and forgiveness through divine mercy. Not to pray for your enemy is a sign of weakness." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 15. "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness and patience, forbearing one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in the one body. And be thankful." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.